This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. There's word this morning that top Senate Republican Mitch McConnell's been hospitalized. The AP's Jennifer King.
A spokesman for Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell says the 81-year-old Kentucky Republican has been hospitalized after tripping and falling at a hotel on Wednesday. Doug Andres says McConnell was attending a private dinner at a Washington hotel when he tripped. McConnell battled polio as a child and has acknowledged some difficulty in adulthood climbing stairs. In 2019, he tripped and fell at his home in Kentucky. He worked from home for several weeks after undergoing surgery to repair a fracture in his shoulder. First elected in 1984, in January, McConnell became the longest-serving leader in Senate history, breaking the previous record of 16 years. Jennifer King, Washington.
Ukraine is reporting a major Russian missile attack that slammed into targets across Ukraine. The AP's Karen Shamas.
Russia has unleashed a massive rocket attack that hit critical infrastructure as well as residential buildings in 10 different regions of Ukraine overnight. Officials reported several deaths in the largest nighttime attack on the country in 3 weeks. The latest attack left almost half of consumers in Kyiv without heating, with temperatures at around 48 degrees during a spring cold snap.
The AP's Karen Shamas reporting. China's leader Xi Jinping says his country should ramp up its armed forces to world-class standards, just days after a top Beijing diplomat warned of possible conflict with the U.S. unless Washington changes course. Three Los Angeles police officers were shot and wounded last night in a confrontation with a wanted man. The man was found dead after a standoff. Not clear whether he was shot by police or killed himself. The three officers were hospitalized in stable condition. Volunteers in California mountain communities have been fanning out to help clear properties buried in snow. This is AP News. More Americans are skipping college.
Boone Williams of Jackson, Tennessee says when he and other high school students were sent home during the pandemic, he decided to go to work 6 to 7 days a week. Now he's a plumbing apprentice.
I was seeing so many people go to college and dropping out, not making it, and they were getting degrees that they weren't even using.
Nationwide, undergraduate college enrollment dropped 8% from 2019 to 2022. Vicki Bunch is Chief Workforce Development Officer with the Greater Jackson Chamber of Commerce.
What we're seeing is that students can't seem to resist sign-on bonuses and wages that far exceed any that they've seen before.
Economists say the impact of fewer college graduates could be dire, worsening labor shortages in fields from healthcare to information technology. I'm Donna Water.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.